Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. Good afternoon. Welcome to a special afternoon video, Sunday afternoon video I'm going to make. Talking about what's going on right now around America. This whole situation with the Supreme Court. And then, does God really exist? And what about the rapture? My heart in this video is to help you see and know there is a God. Did the Supreme Court rulings just happen? Yeah, they did. They didn't change God. They didn't change his love or his justice in this earth. He, God, is the source of all love that's on this earth. But he's also the source of all justice. Psalm 89:14 says, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. Psalm 103 verse 6 says, the Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He alone is all-knowing. He alone is all-seeing. He alone is everywhere present. He alone is all-powerful. His son Jesus defeated completely forever our only enemy we have, the enemy, Satan. Colossians 2:15. Having disarmed principalities and power, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. I am here today on purpose to introduce you to him. You might even say, I don't even want to know God. If this is how God is, I don't want to know him. Well, I can guarantee you that your view of God is not biblically proper. You may have heard a preacher say things. You may have a picture of a preacher with his Bible screaming in your face, but that's not our God. That's just somebody that learned something about God and then stood up and started proclaiming something in his name. And when you think about what has just happened in the Supreme Court, many of you are standing up and you're violently to defend what you believe is right, and that is natural for a human to do. It's what you should do. However, when you're a believer and you stand up on the side of the ism that is working to destroy our nation, and you as a believer look around and say, hey man, everybody standing around me is very perverse and wicked and violent. Our Father very specifically says to separate from them as a believer. You need to realize you're on the wrong side. You may not be a believer, but you might be standing there saying, man, everybody that's on this side against the Roe v. Wade decision is violent and they're wicked and they're perverse. You're on the wrong side. You're on the wrong side. Don't be ashamed to be standing up and making your voice heard, but when you realize you're on the wrong side, thou shalt not be a fool either. Change sides. You think about us as pastors, men and women of God, and what is it that we're trying to do? None of us should be trying to build an organization or a church for numbers' sake. We all want you to be connected to us for a discipleship process. Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. The church or the evangelistic association, organization, whatever you want to call it, is a safe place for those believers that the Father has called together to gather in his name in that organization and be discipled by the word of God. Ephesians 4, 1 through 17. It's not about the building or the fivefold ministry leader. You can't have an organization without a building or a gathering place or a leader. But I've heard so much hatred in the last couple of days, and people are shaking their fist at God. If you don't realize it, when you shake your fist at God, you're shaking your fist at the only one who has any ability to give you life eternal. This earth is passing away. What you're seeing right now, this is the beginning of the separation of the sheep and the goats, the wheat and the tares, the righteous and the unrighteous. You can find it in Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 46. And hopefully, that even if you're an unbeliever, you'll still listen to this video. Please listen to me. Many of you know me, and I've proven myself to you to be righteous, to be holy, to be your friend, to stand alongside of you, to believe in you. Hear me clear to the end of this video so that you hear my heart. Whether you believe me or not, whether you receive what I'm saying or not, you might even hate me. It doesn't change the fact that there's a day of judgment that is coming. And what we saw this week is the absolute attack of the wicked and the perverse against what would be considered righteous. That day of judgment is coming. And you might say, well, I don't even believe in it. Well, remember this. This book will be the book that you'll be judged by someday. That you don't have to believe me, but it is true. You will be judged by this book. I'm going to give you some quick verses. Come back, listen to them again. You might look. We're at about seven minutes. Write it down in your notes there in a piece of paper, about 7:30. 1 Corinthians 3, 1 through 23. Let me do this for a second. Matthew. Hold on. Get this over here where I can do it. Matthew chapter 12, verses 36 and 37. Matthew chapter 10, verse 15. Matthew chapter 16, verse 27. Revelation 20, verses 11 through 15. John 5, 28 and 29. 2 Thessalonians 1, 8. It's all through the Bible, the judgment. You can mark that at 7:30. Go back and find all those verses. Every one of us are going to give an account of our work on this earth before the most just, loving judge there's ever been. I can't force you to believe, and I wouldn't do that, because he who's convinced against his will is of the same opinion still, and that's a violation of your personal choice that, as our Constitution says, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Nobody making you become something you don't want to be. But as a minister of the gospel, I'm telling you, everything that is documented in this book from creation to this very day has a prophetic utterance that is documented in the book. And by history, and what is getting ready to happen, you will be judged. But here's the good thing. If you will judge yourself by this book on this earth, that's 1 Corinthians 11, 31 or 32, then when you get to the other side, the judgment will already be done, and God will judge you, but you'll already know what you're judged by. And you don't have to guess. You don't have to wonder. But you do have to get this book open and read it. Now watch. I'm going to hold it up so you can see it. This is called the Thompson Chain Reference. You can find this at minute number 10. I use the New King James Version. This is the Bible I recommend the most. It's got thousands of aids in it and no man's doctrine. It's just the Bible. It's just the Bible. And Did We Live gets you an app. I have an iPhone app. It's called eSword. There is a app that is for the Android, and that's called My Sword. And then when you hear me or another preacher saying something, then open this up and look at it and say, well, what's he talking about? You will know exactly what's coming to the future of this earth. You'll know exactly how you should live each day. And the God who created this earth and wrote this book for you will never fail. And the Holy Spirit who inspired this book wants to come and live on the inside of you. God literally said this about you and I in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 and 18. I will dwell among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Then he said, come out from among them, the workers of iniquity, and be separate. He said, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 through 21, he gave us Jesus righteousness so that we could do that and be able to accomplish the righteous task he just said to come out from. And then he said, I will be to you your father, and you will be my children. And God wants to be your father, all right? I'm a pastor. I have a church. We gather daily. I want to teach you to know our God. The last thing I need you to do is join our church or be a daily churchyite of ours. You can find that in Philippians 3, 9 and 10. When you read this Bible, this manual, you're going to be judged in front of the whole earth. Every human that ever lived, you're going to be judged in front of them according to this book. And the cool thing is, I can make you a disciple so that on that day, you're going to hear the words, well done, good and faithful service, and enter it in. I must make you a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Purpose of this video is to say, if you think that what's going on in America right now is bad, there's a day of reckoning coming that will be so much more severe than what this is. On that judgment day, God will judge you with his love, his mercy, and his grace. But your every action, every thought, and most of all, what he puts you on this earth for is what you'll be judged for. No one will have an excuse on that day. Not Billy Graham, not President Reagan, not Hitler, not Luther, not Nero, not the Caesars or the Pharaohs. David won't have an excuse. Moses won't have an excuse. Everyone will be judged by the same book, by the same judge, and everyone will be given an opportunity on this earth to receive Jesus. On that day when we're being judged, every human who ever lived will be in heaven at the judgment seat. And God, not a missile, not a bomb, not a vehicle that creates some stupid carbon footprint thing, God will destroy this earth by fire. Heavens and the earth will pass away. And all of us will receive the just reward for our deeds on this earth. The very last chapter of the Bible, God says, the very last chapter, he says, if you're thirsty, if you want to know the truth, come to me and I will bring you a reward. He said, I reward those who diligently seek me. I reward them abundantly. Who diligently seek me. The great leaders of this day will be judged by a greater judgment. You don't have to believe this book, and you don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe the God of this book, but the day is coming when you are going to be judged by this book. I know many of you have been hurt by church, by religion, churchianity, and yet, just like everything else in life, you've eaten at a bad restaurant and said, I'm never going back there again, but you didn't stop eating at restaurants. Maybe you had a bad dentist and he hurt you bad and you didn't go back to him. Well, don't blame God for one of his misguided children. I want you to think about this. Moses didn't know God. He grew up in Pharaoh's house. And when God showed up to Moses on the mountain, God showed up in a way to Moses that he had no question of who God was. No question. And God will do the same for you. You have to get past all the pain in your life. You have to forgive everybody that's done you wrong. You got to get a Bible and open it up and begin to study it daily. Even in the day we live, this Bible here costs you some money. If you need to know, I can help you get one of these. You got it in different colors. But it's a good Bible because it gives you the ability to open it up and say, let's study love. And you'll be able to study every word. It has aids in it to help you see every word, every verse that has the word love in it. And you'll be able to understand. On that day of judgment, according to Romans chapter 1, nature itself, looking out my window, will judge you. Because you and I have watched the sun rise in the east and set in the west every day. Watch the seasons come through, summer, winter, spring, and fall. We watch the rainstorm come and snowstorm come. We watch the crops go and caught a fish out of a lake. And God said nature itself on that day will judge many people because Romans 1, read the whole chapter. Romans 1 says that nature teaches you there is a God that you should search. You should search after. I'm saying enough to you right now today in this video to guide you all the way into heaven. If you just use your Bible, your Bible app, and listen to my message, listen to somebody else's, and then search the words up and say, help me see it. A good pastor is going to tell you just to believe him blindly. He's going to say, look him up. Dig it out. Find out if what I'm saying to you is really true. God will lead you to a group of believers where you can get in there and learn and grow and develop. I'm not asking you to be a religious, churchy person, but I'm telling you got to get off the side of the violent, wicked, perverse people of this day. Tell you can't tell whether you're a man or a woman. You might truly have an issue on the inside of you, but everybody can look and see very plainly whether you're a man or a woman. God made those organs very visible. Think about this. When the rapture happens, and it's going to happen, God's already proven it in his word, given examples. Noah was raised up above the destruction and brought back down. Lot was raised up above the destruction and then brought back down. Elijah was raised above the destruction and he'll come back down. You and I are going to be raised above the destruction and then come back down. That rapture is going to happen, and when it does, the righteous force is going to be taken off of this earth, and we are the restraining force. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8, we're the restraining force that's on this earth, and you ain't never seen wickedness like that day. Every bit of wickedness, murder, hatred, envy, anger, violence, corruption, dishonesty will be turned wide open loose on that day. And the purpose of this video is to help you so that you can change and not be there. But most of all, to be able to look at today's day and say, what's going on here? The righteous are still here as an influence. And you don't want to get to that other day. Now think about this. On that day, we'll all be caught away. We're going to the marriage supper of the Lamb, be with Jesus. Rejoice in the sacrifice he made for us. What are you going to do if you miss the rapture? Find this Bible that I just taught you to buy. Open up your Bible app and begin to study the things of God. And then find every person who feels despair because they missed the rapture gather together, begin to study the Bible, find every one of our YouTube and Facebook and Instagram videos of any preacher and start learning how to come to God. Find one of the 144,000. They're going to be preachers that are preaching all over the earth. Nobody will be able to destroy them. And somewhere in the middle of that rapture, at day 3.5 years, you're going to be caught up again to meet with us in the air. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe me. I know that right now there's many people that's going to be watching this video and you're going to say, preacher, I do believe you. I got to get right with God. This week scared me. Well, I'm not trying to get you into religionity or churchiosity at all. I just want you to know him. And if you pray this prayer with me, I'm getting ready to pray right now, you will be right with God. And he'll be leading you from the inside out. All of this stuff that's in front of us, you'd be like, you know, I know abortion's wrong. I know it should still be allowed. And then you just go right down the list. In the middle of it all, there's a guiding force on the inside of you that will never go away. Pray this prayer with me. I'll give it to you in small segments. I'll say it and you say it. And when you're finished, and you mean this with all your heart, God will now be living in here as your resident teacher, leading you from the inside out. And in so doing, now this book will come alive to you like never before, and God will prove himself to you. Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name, you say it. According to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me eternal life, and I will not perish. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. And you rose for me and my life on that third day. Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life. All of your grace and mercy, all of your love, and your righteousness, filling every part of my life, all of you. Father, live your life through me and in me every day. Fill me with the Holy Spirit so I live in power. Understand the word of God. Pray in my heavenly language. Live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. You might want to pray that prayer again. You can find that at about minute number 21 on this video. On the inside of you, you might be saying, well, man, something's going on the inside of you. Yeah, it is. You've been filled with all of God, and your life will never be the same. He just came to live in you. From this day forward, don't worry about being a Christian. Do I do this or don't do that? Just wake up every morning, and before you get out of bed, look up at the ceiling and just say, Father, in Jesus' name, help me walk with you. And he'll help you walk with him all the way. What you're experiencing is all of his love, mercy, grace, and righteousness just filled you. The Holy Spirit just filled you. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit just made their abode in you. When you stop to eat lunch every day, thank him for his help. When you lay down in your bed at night before you close your eyes, just look up into the dark and say, God, help me walk with you. How did I do today? And you'll begin to hear him talk to you. You might say, how am I going to do this? Read Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, and the book of Acts. Do it about 10 times in a row. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts. Get your e-sword app. Get your Bible and read it every day. Get connected with us. We've got a Read the Word program where we're reading through it every day. We've got our evening program that's on YouTube Live and Facebook Live and Blog Talk Radio. I want to be a blessing to you. I have many opinions about what's going on. But I declare right now, peace into your life. I declare peace in your marriage. It comes together, it doesn't fall apart. I speak peace in your job, your business, your finances, whatever you do. I declare you come to the understanding of Almighty God. And everything our enemy stole, our Father helps it be turned to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. You might say, you didn't even give me no answers. I gave you a big answer today right here. I encourage you, study this video again. Write down the verses. Pause the video and write the verses down. Look them up. See what they say. The most just judge in the world wants to live on the inside of you and cause you to know every single day, don't do that, do this, don't do that, do this, don't do that, do this. And if we would just do it, then our lives will be blessed forever. In Jesus' mighty name. Share this video with your friends, especially all them crazy Christians that are being so violent and perverse right now. Share it with them, because there's a day of judgment coming, whether you want it or not. And if you'll just figure out what's here, he gives you the ability to live on this earth a completely fulfilled life, so that on that day you hear him say automatically, well done, good and faithful servant. You judged yourself there on this day of judgment. It's already done. Try your works by fire. Whatever's left, he gives you a crown that you get to present to Jesus. Wow. What a blessing. And my email address, my website's there. Send me an email. If 10,000 of you send me an email, I will figure out how to answer. We got lots of good folks around us. And we will be a blessing to you in any way we can. Till we see you again, right here, or on one of our other programs, this is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you. And God and Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord.